Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Rick Mulready, and welcome to episode number two of The Art of Paid Traffic. Here at The Art of Paid Traffic, this is your one-stop shop for learning everything you need to know about paid traffic. All the best tips, tactics, and strategies for growing your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at The Art of Paid Traffic. Now, today's episode, this is a solo episode where I'm going to share with you all the latest changes in how you set up Facebook ads in Power Editor and how they are affecting the success of your ads. It's really critical, all the changes that Facebook has done recently. I'm also going to share with you what I'm seeing, what's working right now when it comes to split testing your Facebook ads. These strategies can be the difference between a really profitable campaign and one that's losing you money. But first, I want to give a shout out to the sponsor of today's show, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Facebook has made a lot of changes over the last little while with how you set up your ads in Power Editor, meaning, you know, campaign, ad set, and ad, that structure there. By the way, if you're not familiar with what Power Editor is, you definitely need to be, and you definitely need to be using it. There's two different ways to create your Facebook ads. The first way is the very basic way that Facebook directs you to when you click on that create an ad button or create an ad link. Off of your Facebook page. It takes you to their standard ads creator, which is fine, but you also have the option of using Power Editor, which is a browser-based tool. You have to be using Chrome in order to use Power Editor. It's still part of Facebook, but it's not within Facebook. And you get to Power Editor from your ads manager in the left-hand column that you'll see a link for Power Editor. When you click on that, Power Editor will open it up. So if you're not already using it, highly recommend that you do start using it because you can create a lot of ads very, very quickly, and you can also mass edit your ads all at the same time. So it's a huge time saver. That is the biggest benefit to using Power Editor right now. I absolutely love it. Use it every single day, and it's what I teach in my Facebook ads courses. So with all these changes, depending on where you are in the world, you have very likely already received these updates. So again, when you are setting up your ads, you have three different levels. You have the campaign level, you have the ad set level, and you have the ad level. At the campaign level, that's where you set the objective of your campaign. So why are you doing Facebook ads in the first place? Are you trying to get more leads? Are you trying to drive traffic to your website? That is where you set the objective at the campaign level. So it might be website conversions, which for me, it is 99.9% of the time. It's website conversions, meaning I want to get an opt-in or I want to get a sale or a registration to a webinar, that sort of thing. Then at the ad set level, that is where you set your targeting group. Well, you set other things too, but I want you to think about ad set, targeting group. So for one ad set, you're going to be targeting one group of people. And I'll go back to that in here in just a second. Then at the ad level, well, that's pretty self-explanatory. That's where you have your ad, okay? It used to be that you set your targeting, your placement, and the pricing and optimization at the ads level, which really didn't make a ton of sense. So Facebook has changed that now, and here's how it's now changed. You still set the objective at the campaign level, okay? At the ad set level, now, in addition to setting your ad budget and your schedule of your ads, like when you want your ads to run, this is where you now set your targeting, your placement, and the pricing and optimization here at the ad set level. And by placement, by the way, I mean like desktop newsfeed, if you want your ad running in the newsfeed. The other big change here at this level is when it comes to pricing and optimization. Facebook used to have something called optimized CPM or OCPM, which essentially means you were telling, if when you chose that option, you were telling Facebook to get you as many based on your objective. So let's just call it website conversions. You are telling Facebook to get you as many website conversions as possible within the target audience that you have set up for your daily budget. So if your daily budget was $10, you were saying, all right, Facebook, get me as many people to opt in for my $10 within your target audience. That's what optimized CPM was. Well, they did away with optimized CPM. And instead, they basically did away with the name. So now it's the exact same thing, but they just don't call it optimized CPM anymore. You now simply choose the optimization option for optimize for, and then you choose your objective. So in this example that we've been using here for website conversions, you would say optimize for website conversions. And then the next option is the pricing option, and you'd simply choose, which it defaults to, by the way, get the most conversions at the best price. Okay. So you optimize for website conversions. And then for the pricing option, you simply choose get the most conversions at the best price. That is what optimized CPM used to be. It's exactly what it was. They just don't call it optimized CPM anymore. Okay. So this whole new setup makes a lot more sense than what it used to. And really, this is how they should have had it from the beginning. My recommendation for you, and I just mentioned it just a second ago, my recommendation for you is to have one ad set per targeting group. So for example, if you're targeting your email list custom audience, that's one ad set that has an ad in it. If you're going to be targeting a custom audience of people who visit your website, which by the way, we'll be covering in episode number 3, that will be another ad set. And then another ad set might be, oh, I want to target such and such fan page, you know, somebody else's Facebook page. That might be another ad set. So my recommendation is to have one ad set per targeting group. Okay. Really want to make sure that is clear. That's a strategy that a lot of people get tripped up on. Now let's talk about another strategy. And this one is about split testing different ads, which so many people want to be doing and they should be doing. Well, this is what I'm seeing right now that works the best when it comes to split testing. But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work.
So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. Now, if you want to split test multiple versions of ads, this new ad campaign structure is set up. Facebook really wants you to test multiple ads within an ad set. Okay. Remember, you're targeting one group of people in an ad set. What I have found is if you run multiple ads within an ad set, it doesn't work because Facebook declares, quote unquote, a winner of the multiple ads that you're running far too soon. Well, what do I mean by that? All right. So say I'm running an ad set that's targeting my email list and I have three ads within that ad set. So I'm running three ads to my email list. I launch the ad set at 12 noon. Well, literally within the first few hours, you might have a conversion or two on one of your three ads. So one ad is doing a little bit better than another, but it really hasn't run that long. But even because your ad is getting those conversions for you, a couple of conversions, Facebook declares that one, quote unquote, the winner. And it will put all of its delivery emphasis, it'll deliver all the impressions for that one ad and essentially stop delivering against the other two ads. And it does it far too fast, in my opinion, what I've seen. And in reality, those other two ads might really be good ads for you, and you're not really giving them a chance to run, to see how they really truly would do against that target audience. So this is what I suggest that you do instead. If you want to test a different ad against the same audience. So what I mean by that is if you want to target your email list and you want to try a couple different ads against your email list, simply set up one ad set. So one ad set that's targeted to your email list with one ad in it, and then duplicate that ad set and put the new version of the ad that you want to try out in that duplicated ad set. That way you have two ads running against the exact same target audience, and you'll get a clear indication of which ad is truly performing the best. I got to say, one thing I see almost on a daily basis when students first come into my training courses is that they're really shooting themselves in the foot right from the outset of their ad campaigns. The way they have set things up is all over the place. They're running way too many ads to even know what they're looking at when they're trying to figure out if their ads are performing or not. Do yourself a favor and test this campaign setup structure out that I've just talked about. It'll help you keep things nice and clean in Facebook's Ads Manager for you so that when you can quickly see which target audiences and ads are performing the best, okay? One last strategy for you here before we wrap up. I want to share with you, how to answer the question, how much to spend on your Facebook ads. Now, I'm not going to fully get into this topic right now as I'm planning to devote a full future episode to it because I get asked about this pretty much on a daily basis. So when it comes to figuring out how much to spend on your ads, here's a strategy that is working right now for me. When you first start your ads, put a very small budget, I'm talking less than $5, against each of your ad sets. And remember, you assign a budget to each ad set, okay? Even if you plan to spend some significant budget on your ads, when you launch your ads right from the start, use a very, very low budget per ad set. What I've seen is it kind of forces Facebook to find you inexpensive leads right from the start. It sets your campaign heading in the right direction immediately. And then let your ads run a few days. And then if you're getting a low cost per lead on some of your ad sets, start raising your ad set budgets incrementally in a very controlled manner. What I mean by that is if you have a budget, of $3 a day against an ad set and you're getting some good conversions there, raise it from $3 to $6. And you keep repeating this process until you reach a daily budget that you're happy with. What we're not doing is we're saying, oh, we're running a $3 daily budget and we're getting some good conversions, so I'm going to crank this up to $50 a day. Well, it's that $3, if it's the jump from $3 to $50 that can really throw off your cost per lead. So start really small and then incrementally raise up your daily budget if you're seeing some success, just in small increments. This one strategy alone has dropped my cost per lead by over 50% on some current campaigns. And it's really, truly the reason why I'm currently budgeting all of my ads like this. All right. So I know I just threw a lot at you in a short amount of time here. So what I've done is I put together a cheat sheet for you that visually breaks down everything that I've just talked about. The new Facebook ads campaign structure, how I suggest you should be testing how to set up your ads within this new structure, and also the bidding strategy that we just discussed. All laid out for you on a cheat sheet, which you can download over at rickmulready.com/2. That's the show notes page for today's episode. So that's all for today's episode. Coming up in episode number 3, which by the way is ready for you to download right now if you are subscribing to this podcast, which I certainly hope that you are, I've got another solo lesson for you all about how to avoid leaving big money on the table using my favorite Facebook ad strategy, website custom audiences, or audiences as Facebook's now calling them. I've got a ton of different ideas and strategies for you that you need to be using this type of targeting if you want to crank up your leads and profits on Facebook. All right, keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in episode number 3.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.